This is a newspaper article written by Bob Burt, with a photograph also taken by Bob Burt of the Record staff, Kitchener-Waterloo newspaper. The title is "Scientist Calls for Action on Climate Changes." And he was referencing the Changing Atmosphere Conference. The caption with a photograph of Zee Charnot reads, "What needs to happen is for people to wake up." And here's the article. "Government aid to Canadian farmers should be conditional upon them reducing the use of nitrate fertilizers that are hurting the atmosphere," a Waterloo Region scientist says. Zee Charnot, founder of the Domain Biodynamic Research Foundation near Mary Hill in Woolwich Township, is one of 300 government officials and scientists from around the world who on Monday will gather in Toronto to discuss ways of slowing down dramatic changes in the Earth's climate. Scientists agree that the Earth's atmosphere is undergoing a major change and that human influences are triggering depletion of the ozone layer, the greenhouse effect, and acid rain. Combined, the three factors are expected to have devastating global implications. The conference, called "The Changing Atmosphere: Implications for Global Security," will be hosted by Environment Canada and is expected to be a key step in developing a global law of the atmosphere. But there may not be time to develop international law and wait for countries to respond to it, Charnot warned in a recent interview. "What needs to happen is for people to wake up and take action now," Charnot said in a recent interview. "The alternative is an eco-catastrophe of proportions we've never seen before." Charnot, who will attend the three-day Toronto conference with Domain Executive Director GDC, offered other suggestions for reducing harmful human influences on the environment. He said Canadian banks should wipe out debts owned by third world countries in exchange for ownership of tracts of rainforest. Once the rainforests are under bank ownership, groups like Domain could be sent to find commercial uses of the rainforest without slashing trees and polluting the ground and water with chemical fertilizers. That way, the banks could recover some of their losses, and the rainforest could remain intact, providing a much-needed supply of oxygen for the world. Individuals can start by boycotting places that use foam plastic, and they can stop using pesticides on their lawns and gardens. I get really concerned when I think about people eating strawberries without washing them. People use pesticides wildly, and they don't need to. Charnot, who addressed an audience of MPs and senators in Ottawa recently, said he will meet privately with Environment Minister Tom McMillan during the conference. Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, Norwegian Prime Minister Gro Brundtland, and Stephen Lewis, Canadian Ambassador to the United Nations, will be among the speakers at the Toronto conference. Brundtland chaired the World Commission on Environment and Development last year. Information released by Environment Canada has indicated climate change will take its toll in many ways. For instance, 1. Crop yields in major agricultural areas may be slashed by altered rainfall. 2. Coastal areas will be flooded, and the homes of 25 million to 40 million people worldwide will be at risk. 3. Navigation and power generation on the Great Lakes could be disrupted by lower lake levels. 4. Ski resorts in southern Ontario will all but be wiped out, causing a dramatic drop in tourist income. And 5. Low-lying installations, including power generating and sewage treatment plants, will be threatened. 6. Lower lake levels may dry up wetlands, such as marshes, that make Point Pelee National Park an internationally significant habitat for a variety of plant and animal species. Depletion of the ozone layer, which protects Earth from harmful ultraviolet rays from the sun, is thought to be the cause of an increasing incidence of cancer. CFCs, or chlorofluorocarbons, are one of the major contributors to the depletion of the ozone layer. CFCs are used in refrigerators, solvents, and air conditioners, and as a propellant in some spray cans. They are also used in the manufacture of foam packaging. Charnot said global climates would be warmer by as much as 5 degrees by 2050, resulting in the melting of the polar ice caps and raising ocean levels by as much as 1 to 1.5 meters. If that happens, coastal communities will be flooded, destroying homes for up to 40 million people and causing irreparable damages to the oceans, Charnot said. Jeff McBoyle, Associate Dean of Environmental Studies at the University of Waterloo and an expert in climate change, said agreement among industrialized nations is needed. McBoyle, an interested observer but not a delegate to the conference, said he doesn't anticipate change coming as fast as Charnot would like. First of all, you have to have agreement on who has the right to use it, the atmosphere, and what they use it for. You have to start with the idea that it is a common resource and every person has a right to quality atmosphere. The atmosphere knows no political boundaries. That's why we need to get into global management of the atmosphere, McBoyle said. Eventually, controls will need to pinpoint things like CFCs and how much each country puts out, but that won't come until later. McBoyle said the fast food industry, with all its foam packaging, is one of the culprits using materials with CFCs. Already some companies have promised change, he said, adding that others are likely to follow. Aside from the fast food industry, change will have to come in the chemical and packaging industries. But even if we stop doing all of these nasty things to the atmosphere, we wouldn't be able to stop the warming effect. However, the effect can be softened, McBoyle said.